The following program is rated TV MANOC. It contains a big pair of nuts directly on your chin. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Go to the fucking gym.
Uh-oh, I'm in trouble.
How dare you?
Bye.
Your fat phobia?
No! No!
People are suffering.
No!
People are dying.
Obesity is epidemic in the United States and a major cause of death.
What is fat activism?
I, a fat person, am sharing my own lived experience.
Pizza is a vegetable.
Your fat phobia is your problem.
It is not my place as a smaller-bodied white man to comment on it.
Radical body positivity.
What can men do against such reckless hate?
There's only one man who can help me!
This is for you new people. I only have one rule. Everyone fights, no one quits.
This day we fight!
Full Norma.
The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, the bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Testing, 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 test, 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 testing, testing, testicles, testing, testicles, testicles. Welcome, everyone, to episode 2908 of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular swolecast, beercast, broadcast, gamecast, madcast, pimpcast, sleevecast, and slaycast in the realm. Because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. What's going on, beaches, booshes, busters, hustles, and your hoes? It's your boy Papa Swolio back with another episode. And today's episode of the Beastcast is brought to you, is powered, is sponsored by Everson K2, flexing on all you
fucking
be.
The fucking Catalina wine mixer.
All right, fam, welcome to the show. We have a great Accountability Monday. We're going to jump right into the post. We have awesome accountability posts from members every single Sunday. Send out an accountability text for members to plan out their week, to respond and get detailed with how they're going to execute their promises to themselves. What are you holding yourself accountable to work on this week? You can start dropping down in the comments down below. If you are not a member, if you did not receive the Swole text, check out SwoleNormousX.com for summer Swole specials to join the Swole fam today, because we have awesome private live streams like Overtime every Friday. We also have all the private chats, full programs, full yoga studio, full meditation center, masterclasses, nutrition, thousands of recipes, so much more. Check it out, SwoleNormousX.com. So these are from all members. These responses, we'll get into that in just a few moments. We got a Swole card to give away at the end of today's episode. I see a lot of you that are receiving P3S9. Let's get a round of applause for P3S9, the signature series. A lot of you are getting it.
A can!
Enjoy.
Can.
It's awesome. Everyone's saying it's awesome because it's fucking awesome. So when you get yours, you are going to love it. I can't wait to see the pictures pop up. So let's get into today's episode. Drop in the comments, what are you smashing today? Let's summon the Falcon and get today's party started. Falcon! It's a glorious black and gold Swole Fam card today. Black and gold, baby. Black and gold, baby. Hashtag Swole Fam for a chance to win today's Swole card. We'll give that away at the end of today's episode. Now, let's get into that first Swole Fam post.
What's in the box?
Again, responding to the message I send out every single Sunday. What are you promising yourself to work on this week and how exactly will you do it? So get specific. Get specific. If you're going to drop in the comments, if you didn't get that message or if you're just watching live, which is awesome, hit the thumbs up button. Come on, Rumble peeps, hit the thumbs up button. And of course, drop in the comments down below. What are you promising yourself to work on this week? First one today is from Aaron. Aaron says, this week I plan to jump further into the 90-day dash. Week two, specifically, I'll also be working on practicing my mindfulness and catching myself when I feel stressed. Okie dokie. We also have some awesome new releases coming up in just a little bit. We have one from Christopher. Christopher says, my construction projects around the house are done. Back to yoga in the morning and weights in the afternoon and evening. Back to yoga in the morning and weights in the afternoon, evening. Okey-dokey. All right, Dustin, my workout week started on Saturday. This week I'm working on building back my consistency, worked out Saturday and Sunday, and making a point to get to the gym and do something every single day. Let's get more specific. What programs, what are you doing? What are you going to be doing each day? How are you going to execute that? Remember, fam, get specific. Good for you. That's good stuff. Just make sure the more specific you get, make sure you get actionable with yourself. So the reason why I send out these texts and they're important, the reason why I spend a lot of time critiquing them is because if you are not specific, you give yourself a lot of outs to be vague. So if you're like, I'm going to get in better shape this week. If you just say that, I'm going to get in better shape this week. I'm going to start taking better care of myself. Okay, well, that just gives you a lot of room to not really do anything because it's vague. So make sure you're responding to these texts as these are the ones that are going to be featured on the show. So make sure you get specific in them too. Think about that when you're writing and you're responding on Swole Text. Katie says, okay, I have been working on finding a new job for a few months and I should be getting an official offer tomorrow so I can improve my community, Papa, and get rid of this toxic current job, a major feff. This new place has a free gym. I'm so excited. Anyway, now I can concentrate on myself and start my routine since I won't be concentrating on work and interviewing at the same time anymore. After saying all that, I'm going to concentrate on lifting 3 times this week and doing yoga in between workouts and also meditation to help get through this job transition. Have a great week, Papa. Again, that's awesome. Get specific. Get specific. So you should be getting an official offer tomorrow. Good. I hope you do. Let's fingers crossed that everything comes through for you. And lifting 3 times this week, doing yoga in between workouts. What yoga class? Again, just on your own. I mean, again, these are all great, by the way. These are all great. So for those of you that might be watching and you're watching me read your post, so if Katie's watching or anyone else is watching when I'm reading your post, just a reminder, what yoga are you doing? Write it down. Which classes are you going to do? Just saying, you're going to do yoga. That kind of gives you a lot of leeway as to maybe what, just touch your toes for a few minutes. Like, what are you doing? What class are you doing? Schedule it out. Plan it out. The more you'll realize, the more you plan things out, the more you make it, okay, I'm doing this, I'm doing this, I'm doing this, I'm doing this. You'll do it. You'll do it. You know objectively what you're going to do, not just I'm going to do yoga. You're going to do this class at this time. Get super specific. So good for you. Hopefully you got on that new flow. Very excited for you. Melissa says, hi, Papa. Moving into week 4 of Swole season for the second time, continuing with daily brain gains, as well as taking more recovery days when I feel wrecked. New challenge for this week, doing another elimination diet to totally reset on all levels. Thanks for everything, Papa and fam. Hashtag Swole for life, Swole fam, Accountability Monday, and Merch Monday. Good for you. Obviously, the elimination diet is not just for a week, but I guess you're starting your elimination diet this week. So all those habits with preparing food, shopping, having the foods that you need, of course, all the foods that you don't need, make sure they're all out of your house. There's a lot to go in here, so make sure you're doing that 100%, Melissa. Good for you. Good for you. Thanks for sharing. We got one from Mike. Mike says, this week I'm working on nutrition and community pillars. I have shopping lists written for specific foods I will buy for recipes that I've researched on Swolenormous X. As far as community, I am eliminating people that do not have the same fitness and diet drive that I have. I have events that I am attending this week and will only attend with people who understand my dietary and fitness needs. Okay. Events that you're attending this week. Just a suggestion for people that are, I get messages all the time. Like, what do you do when you have to eat out? You're going places or you have all these food plans. Eat first, bring your own food or don't go. Couple options, right? Eat first and then just go there and be social, or bring your own food when you go there. I would recommend doing both. I would recommend eating first, then bringing something that you can eat if you're there, and or don't go. Don't revolve your social and your gatherings around food. Of course, most events, whether you're going to a game or this or entertainment, there's always food involved. It's because it's an upsell for these companies. It's just like, hey, people are here. Hey, stuff your face with this while you mindlessly do whatever else. So just keep that in mind. You know, bring your food. Just, there's a couple options, right? Do what you need to do or don't go. That simple. Good stuff. Nicole, I'm promising myself to continue to correct my food choices. While not bad, still not what they should be, I'm pre-cooking my meals for at work and even at home. Good. So food choices, while still not bad, which obviously means they can improve tremendously, that's usually the vernacular for that, pre-cooking my meals, preparing your meals, preparing your food, again, at home, there should be nothing that you're not eating. Your home should be your sanctuary, okay? So I always talk about environment. Remember, your environment is what you can control. I mean, well, you can control a lot of outside, but in your house, in your home, you can control your environment. So that's where you have to control things the most. So all these things, when it comes to the seven pillars, it's all about the things that you can control. So what can you control? You can control the temperature of your house. You can control the light situation. If you have red lights on or blue lights or the TV on, you can control what food you keep in your fridge and in your pantry. Like, you can control all those things. So if you are not controlling what you can control and you're just not controlling it, then you're fucked, because that's all that you can do. So in other words, all the things that you can control, make sure you control them. Set yourself up for success, because there's enough in this world that you can't control. Most things you cannot. Most things you cannot. So the things that you can, that's what's going to make all the difference. Okay. Riley says brain gains. Past week was doing it in the morning every day for 10 minutes, but my mind just felt distracted. Perfect. Keep doing it. We'll continue with the 10-minute brain gains, but we'll specifically listen to the sounds in my environment, breathing them in as I hear them and letting them go as I exhale. I would even say neither. So keep doing it in the morning every day. Your mind's not distracted. It's just thoughts pop in. That's everyone's mind is like that. Everyone's mind moves like that. Everyone. Everyone's mind moves like that. It's just what you pay attention to. You're always going to have thoughts popping up. It's whether or not you belabor them. You know, you dwell on them. You sit on them and you fester. Just let them go. So you could breathe them in. You could let them go as you exhale. Fine. Or you could just be there. Sounds are in your environment. They're coming into your circle. You're here, and everything that you hear, it's just there. Again, it just is. It's not good or bad. It's not loud or quiet. These are just sounds. This is just what's around you. That's it. That's it. It just is. It just is. Good responses, fam. I'm sure we'll get more. We'll probably do some more tomorrow, the next day as they come in. So make sure, if you didn't respond, or you did, or you didn't, and you're watching this, don't be like, ah, too late. Respond to the text, and then we'll probably clean up and get some extra ones in the next day or two. All right? If not, make sure you pay attention on Sundays and respond to those swole texts. Plus, I'm jumping into swole texts a couple times a week. I had a good conversation with a few of you a couple days ago. So usually I'll send out a text like, hey, what are you struggling with? Anything I can help with? I'm on the phone, you know, answering texts right now. And I only do it for, I do it for like half an hour, an hour. So I can only get back to so many messages. So if I'm responding back and forth, and then I'm just juggling a bunch of conversations, I'm trying to answer and go through as much as possible. So just stay tuned. I like to do it again once in a while. So just make sure that you are plugged in. And when you get a message from me and I'm like, hey, I'm answering messages, the sooner you respond, the sooner you'll get a response. So when you get that message, if you respond right away, I will go back and forth and I will be reading your messages, and I try to do it for as long as I can. But I do know sometimes I'm going back on a conversation and then I go answer a couple other ones, and then other things come up and I have to go take care of it. And then I don't want to leave you hanging, or don't feel like I'm leaving you hanging. I'm not doing that on purpose. So I try to get back and give you responses as much as I can. Okay, let's get into some releases, fam. What do you think? Releases? Fuck yeah! Releases. Okay, man, fam, hit the thumbs up button. Download the Rumble app. Make sure you follow rumble.com/thedailyswole. Apple Podcasts, Spotify. We're here every single day making sure that you're going to the fucking gym and you're staying focused on the most important things. We are big proponents of logic and common sense here on The Daily Swole. So knowledge cock swings abound. Make sure you share it with your friends. That's like the same way as digitally cock slapping them on the interweb. So if you want to give someone a big old schlong across the face, just share the podcast with them. They're gonna be like, ooh, a little sticky. And they're going to listen in. You just got to convert someone. It's like a zombie apocalypse, you know? One zombie bites another person. They turn into a zombie. You smack someone with a knowledge cock. Boom. All of a sudden, they're a swole slut. You know what I mean? That's how it works. Okie dokie. Let's get into some releases. Who's ready for releases? We got new recipes.
What's in the box?
Again, SwoleNormousX.com. For members, we're just going to give away this way. We'll guess the next two. This one's pretty obvious, or it's pretty simple to at least guess. Summer Berry Smoothie. Ooh, all right, that's fancy.
We choose truth over facts.
Summer Berry Smoothie. Remember, for those of you that are already officially members, you can click on the updates tab. When you go to SwoleNormousX, log into your account, click on the updates tab, and you'll see all the things that we've just released. That way you don't have to go clicking around in there and guessing when it comes to recipes and just looking through all of them. You can just jump right to the latest ones. You see one today, ooh, I like that one. Just click on the updates tab and go to it directly. All right, what do we got here? Ooh, some of you got this one. What's it going to be? Guess what this recipe is. We got two more recipes, this one and one more after that. Opening it up with berry smoothie. Not bad. Not bad.
We hold these truths to be self-evident.
All
men and women created by the, go, you know the thing.
We got some new merch. It's going to be fire. Mark says fish. You are correct. What type of fish? I'm sure a lot of people will probably filter in. Chicken or turkey? Tis fish. Trying to zoom back out. Grilled blackened salmon. All right.
And that's the way, I like it.
Come on now. How many of you eat a lot of fish? We don't talk a lot about fish. I'm not against wild-caught salmon, fresh fish, and wild-caught fish. It's just hard to find ones that aren't full of toxins. And, you know, sometimes they add colorings and they lie about them being wild-caught and stuff like that. But those of you know, some of you go fishing. If you get access or you live on the coast, you get access to fresh fish or friendly, it's so good. It's so good. So, I mean, I don't eat it a ton, but I would eat it. If Mama Swolio said, I am craving some salmon, and she goes and she gets some wild salmon and comes back and cooks it, I will eat it. I'm not against it. I will eat it. But I don't feel full. I don't feel satisfied unless I eat meat anymore. She'll make chicken, I'll eat it, and I'll just feel kind of like this gnawing. Well, you didn't really eat any food yet. You know, I just, if I don't eat beef, I don't feel like I'm actually getting any nutrition. I don't feel satisfied. Yeah, you're totally fine. You're eating grass-fed beef, you're gonna be totally fine. Okay. Let's see what we got here. Ooh, I don't know if you guys are gonna get this one. There's a lot of confusing stuff here. There's a lot of colors that some of you are probably like, meh. I don't know if you're gonna get it. This is a long title. There's a lot here. What's it gonna be? What's it going to be? Actually, someone might get it. Now that I look at it again, something like a salad, not salad, looks kind of like salad with the zoom in. Ceviche, not ceviche. What is this? What recipe do we have? What is it? Cranberry and carrot salad. Oh, Pedro. Oh, dear me, Pedrito. Oh, dear. Cranberry and carrot salad.
I'd be the luckiest guy alive if that did it.
Looks like kale. Thank God, no. I'm not trying to kill you guys. All right, let's see what we got here. Trust me, you're going to like it. We zoom back out. Oh, my goodness. It's grilled ribeye kebabs with chimichurri sauce. Okay. Aight. There we go. Aight. Not bad. You don't have to have the chimichurri sauce, but, you know, I'm in Florida. And you go to like an Argentinian steakhouse and they have the skirt steak with chimichurri sauce. It's good. I mean, steak is good. And you could look, steak is so good. People might not like it. I haven't had chimichurri sauce in a while, but I've eaten it before. And if it's good, it's good. But of course, you put most things on a steak, it's going to taste good because steak is fucking delicious. So anyway, look, whenever you look at these recipes, we try to add some variety, even if I'm not eating it all the time. And even if you're not going to have chimichurri, like I even forget like what the fuck that is, like what herbs or whatever they put in there, but it doesn't matter. If you don't want to make it with the chimichurri sauce, then just do the grilled ribeye kebabs. Maybe it's like, oh shit, I never thought about doing a ribeye kebab. Let me cut that up and then, so boom, a different idea. You could put whatever you want. So this is just going to help you learn how to cook better. It gives you some ideas because some of you want to try something different or season. Oh, cool. I never thought about that. Let me try that. Can we swap something out? Look at the tomatoes. You don't need tomatoes? Then don't put them in there. Leave out the chimichurri sauce. I don't care. I don't give a shit. Give a fuck. Give a fuck. All right. We have a accountability post from Pedro in the Telegram chat. Says, working on 1 to 2 pounds loss this week. All right. What exactly will you do? Adjusted my macros and focus on protein, hydration, and quality all around. So Pedro's trying to lose 10 or 11 pounds in the next month or two. Plenty of time. It's a good pacing to lose the weight. And, you know, it's one thing to be like, I need to lose 10 to 15 pounds to perform better. But if you're trying to focus on 10 to 15 pounds, you might, that might be the goal. Okay, you know, I have to lose 10 to 15 pounds. Is it possible? Of course it is. You know, in the time frame, of course it is. But focusing every single week, having that anxiety, it could be an anxiety cloud over your head thinking like, oh my God, I got to lose 10 to 15 pounds. I got to lose 10 to 15 pounds. No, no, just focus on doing these things every day. And you see the pound or two down this week. That's great. Perfect. Do the same thing the next week. Focus on just one, you know, doing this stuff for 1 pound, executing today. You lose 1 or 2 pounds a week for that time, you're going to have the 10 to 15. So it's okay to have that kind of idea. All right, I'm doing this. I want to get this. But what really do you have to do every day in order for that to happen? What do you do? What do you have to do every single day? And what do you have to do every single day for that week, for the end of the week to be successful, to get you closer to that second week, third week, fourth week? So at the end of the 10 or 11 weeks or whatever, you have the results that you want. Let's get into a couple featured classes. So members, check out the Swole Studio if you want that little appetizer, spotlight classes inside. What we're featuring this week, featured classes this week from The Wealth inside Swole Normus X. So if you're a member and you want to work out a yoga class, you want something to do, but you don't really, I can look through. What are we putting on spotlight? So the Swole team puts some classes on spotlight, some of the more popular ones. Sometimes members reach out and be like, hey, I really love this class. We're like, cool, we're going to feature this. Or a couple people will respond and be like, hey, I really like this class. And for whatever reason, this week or in the last couple weeks, we've had a few people respond and tell us that they like a certain class. So we put it on the put in the Swole Studio to kind of spotlight it so other people can try it. So there's a bunch of reasons why these classes end up in the Swole Studio. So if you're a member, check it out in the Swole Studio section. These are available in other sections too, but the Swole Studio is the spotlight section. So featured yoga classes, Express Jungle Flow with Rachel
this week. I like to caress rusty spoons.
Rachel likes to caress rusty spoons, and maybe you like to caress rusty spoons as well. So try this Rusty Spoon Jungle Flow Express class with Rachel now in the yoga studio. Swole Studio. It's also available in the Swole Studio. Featured Swollen 7 this week is Swollen 7 Kettlebell Round 6 with, obviously, ya boy, Papa Swolio. Let's fucking go. Some gorillas for me. Is that rain? We also have Legs Alpha for the featured workout this week. Dope on a Rope. You heard? All right, Legs Alpha. Legs Alpha. Is it raining outside? Hold on a second. Got some rain. All right, Legs Alpha is the featured. Legs Alpha featured workout. We have Swollen 7 Kettlebell Round 6, and we have the featured yoga class, Jungle Flow Express with Rachel Pham. That's fantastic. I hit the applause again, but let me just give you a Glockenspiel. Yeah, you guys like that. Awesome classes. Okay, we have an announcement this week. So again, if you're a member, you get access to exclusive live streams. We're always adding more, and we have a long-term vision for adding more exclusive content just for members. So those of you that have been here, I mean, you could drop in the comments, how long have you been a member of Swole Normus X? Sometimes people leave, they come back, but you know, we've been doing the podcast. It's April 22nd. So for those that know, in 2 weeks or so, I think it's about 2 weeks, it'll be 8 years straight every single day, which is fucking crazy. So 8 years of doing the podcast, episode 2908. So we're always adding new stuff. So it depends on how long you've been around. You've seen Swole Normus X change. How many have you guys, those of you that have been a member for a while, you've seen Swole Normus X change like structurally and adjust over time. We'll move things around. We'll make major changes. Not so much anymore because we kind of figured it out. But there's a lot of stuff that's always being added. So you know the way that the show is, the way the Swole Fam is, the private live streams, the things that we do now, it's not the same that we did it 2 years ago or 4 years ago or 6 years ago. So we're always adding more stuff and making sure that members always are getting more and we're always doing more fun stuff. So we're always adding new content, obviously, every single week. It's been 8 fucking years. We add new yoga every week, 3 new recipes every week. We do private live streams every week, sometimes twice a week. We do new merch every week. Like, we just put out amazing content every week, and it's really just about consistency, right? The podcast is about consistency. Sometimes we have the internet go out. Sometimes something gets sketchy with Rumble or YouTube or Telegram, or sometimes shit hits the fan, and who knows? But we're here every day, and we keep on showing up every day, and we do the best that we can. So it's really about consistency and putting your best foot forward. Same thing with your gym. Same thing with your nutrition. Same thing with everything else. You show up, you put the effort in, you will get better and you'll learn more skills and you will adjust and adapt and, you know, move and work with the times. So anyway, we see a bunch of people. Let's see. Alabastard, 4 years. Cerny, 5 years. Loretta, since February 2020. Sheena, 8 months. Mark, 2 years. Speedsterve, 9. Best thing I did. Oh, I appreciate it. How long have you been a member? Loretta, 4 years. Adam, 2 years. Mark says, fuck YouTube. Respect. Sheena, and the community you've cultivated is A++. Well, you're part of that community, Sheena. Aww. You're part of that community too. And of course, right, if you join today, you're part of the Swole Fam. If you joined 6 years ago, you're part of the Swole Fam. So we have this great blend of people that have been here for a while. And this is another benefit, I will say, if you're thinking about joining, because obviously we're going through all the releases and all the member posts and stuff. This is, today's episode is really member focused because of all the content that we're releasing. But the beautiful thing is when you join, yeah, you get access to myself and we do all the, like, the round tables. We have the podcast every day answering questions, the Telegram chats and so on and so forth, Swole Text. But you also have all these people with tons of experience, not just in life, but with Swolenormous X and with our content, the programs and the yoga classes. So when you have, if I look down the list, you see 5 years, 4 years, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, you have a question, guess what? The other members in the chat have done these programs multiple times. Some people have done the 90-day dash 3 times, 4 times, Swole Season 2 or 3 times, Maximum Swole. Some people are doing, have been doing Maximum Swole for like 6 months since we released it, or I forget exactly when we released it. If it was on the 1st, was it January 1st? I forget when we released Maximum Swole. Maybe it was a year ago. I don't even remember. But you always have a lot of insight and experience. So it's not just me that's giving back, you know, resources and advice. We have a lot of professionals and high-level athletes and people that are just have a lot of experience in training in general, but not just with the content Swolenormous X. So you have a question, again, join the Telegram chat and the Facebook group, the Discord and the discussion boards, and ask your question, put it out there, because we're all there and can help you, direct you. We have it inside Swolenormous X is the point. We have it. If you need some sort of yoga class or mobility class to address this, oh, I need to work on my shoulder. We'll try the shoulder awareness program. Check out the masterclass section. You know, check out the hip mobility masterclass, the knee mobility masterclass, the ankle mobility masterclass. Check out the Swolga classes that work on wrist and ankles and shoulder twists in the yoga studio. Like, we have all these pieces of content. So we can direct you where you need to go for those concerns. Anyway, speaking of how awesome the Swole Fam is, fam, we got the number right this week. Roundtable 67 this Thursday. I hit the button. Clap it up. Air horn. Plus. Party noisemaker. All right, there's one person in the background. It's probably one of the mats. Roundtable 67, Thursday, April 25th at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. April 25th, 6 p.m. Pedro says 5 years. Katie says 7 months. Melissa, 11 months. Best decision ever. I agree. We love having you, Melissa. Elizabeth, 2 years. Listening for 3. Lacey, 2 years. You guys are awesome. So it's great when you see like the responses, 5 years, 2 years, 4 years. So you have a lot of experts. You have a lot of really, really smart and seasoned and experienced people. Again, not just with training, because a lot of these members have trained for 5, 10, 20, 30 years outside before they found the Swole Fam and Swolenormous X, and it's just taken their training to the next level, and they bring their expertise and experience into. And we always ask questions and answer questions, and sometimes people ask questions that I don't know the answer and someone else has insight. It's awesome. It's awesome. So anyway, yeah, super cool. But the Swole Fam just keeps on getting better and growing. And that's what today's episodes are all about. It's showing off the Swole Fam and, you know, getting a little bit more in depth and releases and things like that. And we started doing these publicly to share with everyone else how awesome the Swole Fam is. And we're always building. Again, it's onwards and upwards. And sometimes it's a bumpy road. Sometimes we go through periods where things get funky. But that's life, isn't it? That's life. But one thing is for certain, the Daily Swole is here. We are live and we are making sick fucking games. That we know. That we know. That we know. All right. So Roundtable 67 this Thursday, April 25th, 6 p.m. So when you join, you become a member on your homepage. You'll see the link and you can add it. You can add the Zoom link to your calendar or whatever you want to do. That way, 6 p.m. Eastern time, it'll go live. And what it is a 2-hour conversation, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern time. 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern time. We do this twice a month. And it's just a free-flowing conversation. We shoot the shit. It's just whatever goes. Whoever wants to come up, whatever's going on, you have a question, you have a story, you just want to talk shit, joke around, we do all those things. So we go through periods, and don't feel like you're... Because you're gonna jump into the round table. If you're new, you're going to hear people, and it's like, dude, these people are like best friends. They've been talking for like, it just sounds like another conversation, like, yo, like just a group chat. It really is. It's just like the Telegram chat, just audio. So everyone's just talking, doing whatever, laughing, you know, razzing on each other. So don't feel embarrassed or like, oh, I don't want to talk or people are going to. No. It's not like that at all. Anyone who's done that knows that everyone, a lot of people feel like that. They're afraid to come on stage or they're nervous or they're, oh, shy. Hey, first time. That's totally fine. There's no video. It's just audio so people can feel comfortable. Yeah. People are sometimes cooking. Their kids are in the background. They're in the gym and they're like, you know, putting their weights down. It's cool. Everyone's doing different things from around the world. So yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome. Super fun. Mark says last round table was my, I can't believe it was your first one. I guess it was your work schedule, right? Last round table was my first one. I loved it. Yeah. It's hard sometimes. I don't want to change up. We don't want to change up the time all the time because then, you know, it's better that we have it at the same time so people can like overall plan for it. If it was different times every time, it'd be hard and it'd be random. And yeah, it's just, we got to pick something and stick with it. So I'm glad you made it last time. Sheena says, I was intimidated at first, but now it's just bullshitting with friends. It is. That's really what it is. It's like this, only everyone's talking. It's just like the podcast. It's just everyone's talking. And sometimes you hear people talking, you're like, why is this person talking? Like, I wish they would stop talking. And then you realize, oh, it's Matt or it's Cerny or something. You're like, all right, just get used to it. It's like, all right, just let them talk. Let them get tired and they'll be quiet eventually. It'll be over soon, right? Like, and that's a good thing. When you hear some of these people talking, you realize, oh, okay. You look at the time, it's like, all right, it's almost 8 o'clock, so I can deal with it for a little bit longer. And then it ends, and you're like, oh my God, it's over. It's over. Cerny says round tables are hilarious and interesting. Some of the stories, yeah, some of the stories are unbelievable. Some of the stories are some of the stories are crazy. Every time Matt says he's gonna stop talking, it lasts for 3 seconds. LMAO. Yeah. Yep. Pretty much. So you're gonna I feel like everyone like writes material. Everyone writes material like, all right, it's Thursday. I feel like some people warm up, like stretching, 2 hours, 6 to 8 p.m. All right, you ready? Welcome to the round table. Hey, you fucking guys. Jump on and start talking shit. No, it's really fun. It's really fun. It's just hanging out for 2 hours. And it's not necessarily about the seven pillars or fitness. It's about anything. It really is. And that's a cool thing. There's no script. There's no set questions or agenda. It's just whatever comes up in the moment. So it's really current and you can listen to them later. So if you can't listen live, you can't be there at 6:00. It's a bummer. We wish you were able to join in, but then you can always listen to the recording. We put in Swole TV so you can listen later. So you don't miss out on anything. So it's like a live mic for stand-up. Yeah. It's like, I wish you could like throw tomatoes. Boo, get the fuck off the stage, you bum. You bum. Look at the tainty man. You bum. Aww. Tainty man. You lazy bum. Use guys. Use tainty guy. Oh, Churchy. Oh, sweet pinkies. Oh, see the pinkies. Oh, you're such a good girl. Look at the pinks, everyone. Look at the Churchy. You're so cute. Look at your little head. You're so tiny. You're so tiny. Why are you so tiny? Why are you so small? All right. Katie's going to make it this Thursday. Fantastic. Lacey says it's impossible for him to stop talking. All right, fam. We got two more awesome releases. Make sure you hit the thumbs up button. Those of you watching on Rumble, pretty much most of you are watching on Rumble, hit the thumbs up button. We got two more releases. We got a yoga class. Ooh, we got a yoga class. And we got merch. Come on, man. Let's get America. We got merch, baby. We got merch, baby. We got merch, baby. We got fucking merch. All right, let's do a yoga class first. Who's ready for yoga?
Hmm? What's in the box? Hmm? 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 Hmm?
You ready for yoga? Who's ready for yoga? Are you ready for yoga? Are you? Breaking the fourth wall. You ready for yoga? Don't be a chode. Let's get into it. All right, yoga time. Do you like express classes? Good. Do you like yin classes? Good. Do you like training your hips? Good. We got a great class for you. It is Express Yin for Hips, number 3. Let's fucking go. All right. Like I always say, I always have to specify and talk about how awesome the yoga studio is because we don't just have, hey, we have a yin class. Hey, we have this for your hips. We have multiple classes for everything. Yin for Hips, number 3, Express. So not only do we have other, like we have full yin classes, we have yin for many things, but of the express classes, yin for hips, this is the 3rd yin for hips express class. We just have so many classes, so we just have multiple. And that's the best part about it. That's the best part about it. That's the best part about the yoga studio, is that when you find a class that you like, oh, that was awesome. That was a fantastic class. Cool. You do this class, you might jump right into the 3rd one. Oh, I really like this one. Then go back and do the number 1, number 2. Or you've tried number 1 and now you have 2 more. So when you find a class, sometimes you might try, I don't know, morning yin express class, number 1. And you're like, oh my God, this was great. And you go to that section, you realize you have 5 other ones. So once you find a great, it's like Netflix or something where you find a show that you like or a series and you realize, oh wow, there's 10 more episodes. Or there's, and then you binge watch them or you binge train. It's just like you get excited. You can go through all of them. So once you find, whenever you find something that you like inside Swole Normous X, that's great because there's many more. We always have multiple things in any kind of section. You like 5-minute brain gains? We have a bunch of them. You like 10 minutes? We have a bunch of them. You like 20 minutes? We have a bunch of them. You like yin? We have an exorbitant amount of yin classes. You like express yin? We have a ton of express yin classes. You like express yin for hips? We have many yin for hips. We have many yin for shoulders. We have many yin for, it's crazy. It's awesome. So go check it out. Yin for hips, number 3 express class. I just can't really explain how much. I'm going to have to start doing some visual demos when we're like, I kind of talk about it on the show just because there's so much. It's just, I talk about this. Oh, cool. That sounds like a lot. No. When you see it and you scroll, it's like, my God. There's a lot of stuff. And don't get overwhelmed. Just start somewhere, try something. Start with the programs. You don't have to get overwhelmed. It's good. I don't look at it as a bad thing. Sometimes it's like paralysis by analysis. Like, oh my God, there's so much. I don't know what to do. It's not good. Too much is bad. I disagree. When it comes to this kind of stuff, more is better. You just can't look at it like, oh, I have to do it all. No, we don't have to do it all. You're not going to, maybe you're a dude. You're a 25-year-old dude. You're not going to do the prenatal yoga class. It's not for you. You might not do the starter yoga class. You might do the level 1 or level 2. You might live in level 2 all the time. You might live in level 2 and yin. You might love vinyasa and then yin. Okay, then you don't have to do the recovery flows. You don't have to do all of it. But you might find you do enjoy many things. And if you try something new, that's in a different section than you normally do when it comes to yoga, a lot of times you'll find, ooh, I didn't know that was even possible. I like that one a lot. It'll surprise you. All right. So that's it for today. Fam, thank you so much for being here for Accountability Monday. That was fantastic. What's the problem? What's the matter? What are you booing me for? Oh, you want merch. Oh, you're cranky because you want merch. You're upset because I was about to cancel out on the merch. That's why you're upset. That's why you're upset. I'm trying to wrap up the show and you're like, no, 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 wait. Wait there, big boy. Wait there a moment, mister. You haven't dropped the merch. You guys are very spoiled. You're very spoiled. You realize that, right? You know how spoiled you are? No, we're not done yet. You haven't released a brand new merch design. So every single week I have to come up with a brand new fucking t-shirt? A new t-shirt every week? Today I'm rocking the Made with 100% Vegan Tears, one of the best drops in history. My Vegan Tears shirt. So that's what I got to do? I got to drop new merch? Can't have a Monday without a brand new design? Where's the merch? Everyone's like, uh-uh. So this is the problem. This is the problem. You start doing awesome shit, and then if we don't drop yoga the 1 week, right? You know, we do fucking like 60 classes a year or something like that. Brand new class that you can access 24/7, 365. Like, you get them permanently forever. It's not like they disappear. You just get more, more, more. And then it's like, uh-uh. We could release fucking 50 designs in a year, one every week. And then all of a sudden, 1 week, oh, we don't have anything this week. Got some first swole problems. Right, like the first world problems. My phone didn't charge. That's what I was talking about the other day when the internet was kind of, or something, the connection was fucking up. And I'm sitting here like, I can't stream from my office worldwide, blah, blah, blah. For 1 day, it was cutting off a little bit. How, you know, it was almost like
how
ridiculous
you?
It is to complain about how the internet was kind of spotty one time. Oh, I couldn't communicate with the entire globe instantaneously for a few minutes. Like it's almost like a humbling thing. It's like, all right, stop being such a crybaby. But anyway, we have high expectations. I still think we should have high, we should have high expectations. I will control my controllables. I cannot control whether or not Xfinity sucks a huge cock. And they do. And they suck a lot of cock. And I can't stop them from sucking it. I don't know why they suck so much, but they love to suck it. They love to swallow. I don't know why.
Emotional, damn it.
I don't know why. But they just can't get enough cock. It is what it is. It is what it is. But I control what I can. I control what I can. And guess what I can control? I can control you having awesome merch. You know what I'm saying?
I gave it a 10.
Hey, thank you,
a fucking 10.
Thank you, Papa Swolio, for much. Ubachuka Swolio. Okay. You ready? You ready, fam? Merch. 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 Merch, 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 merch. I saw a question earlier. Hold on a second. I wanted to answer that first. Wait, hold on a second. Scrolling through. I missed it. I had it. Had it marked earlier. Maybe I missed it. I thought I saw the comment. I saved it, but then I scrolled by accident. I saved the question, and then I scrolled. Silly me. Lavash Armo says, is that how I get my picture shared on your Instagram stories? Join the fam. I wanted to answer this earlier. Not Instagram stories. So the pictures on Instagram, if you're literally talking about Instagram stories, sometimes those are Swole Fam members, but a lot of times those are people that buy merch and then tag Swolenormous or Real Papa Swolio on Instagram. So people tag us in their stories. They take a picture and they show themselves at the gym. And then we get notified that we get tagged. And then we like share. It's like we promote them because they look awesome in their tanks and their merch and they're in the gym. And they're like, yeah, go to the fucking gym like Papa Swolio says. So we share that because it shows everyone else. See, look, so-and-so is going to the fucking gym. Go get some cool merch too. They look great in it. So it's fun. So if you want to share in the Instagram stories, tag us and we'll share it in our stories too. All right. So there's that. But all the posts we share in the Just the Tip section, those are members. You ready? Got it. Still join the fam. Well, definitely join the fam, Lavash. Definitely join the fam. And of course, we will be sharing your post at the beginning in the Just a Tip section. That's also a fam. All right, fam, new merch. You ready?
What's in the box?
I grew up with this show. I grew up with this show. How many of you, well, let me put it this way. How many of you remember waking up to some AC Slater, some Zach Morris? When I wake up in the morning, I'm trying to make it to the gym on time. Dent, dent. You guys remember, right? Kelly Kapowski. Who remembers a little amazing show from the 90s? Sheena's like, yes. So what we got here? Saved by the Swole.
What's in the box?
Not quite. Close. Saved by the Dumbbell. All right, Saved by the Bell. Nope, Saved by the Dumbbell. Go check it out. It's available now, papasolio.com. 20% off all new releases. And of course, Swole Fam's got 20% off everything. Love this shirt. So it's too good. It was too good. I thought about like Saved by the Gym, Saved by the Swole. No, it's Saved by the Bell. It's like, no, it's got to be Saved by the Dumbbell. It's got to be great. Saved by the Dumbbell. Check it out. It's got the nice like late 80s, 90s, it's got the freaking like circle, square, triangle. What design even was this? I used to have pillowcases and sheets that had these squares and circles all over it. What the fuck was even the 80s and early 90s? It was the best time period was like, literally the best time period was probably 87 to 94, 95. I mean, late 80s, early 90s was peak. Absolute fucking peak. I'm so glad I grew up. I'm so glad I grew up in that time. I'm so glad I grew up and experienced the 90s. Too young, really, for the 80s, but like, I mean, 80s, 90s, man, America, fuck, goated. Was P3S9 inspired by this design? Nope. P3S9 came first. At least at first. It was not inspired by this design at all. This kind of came up. So we do different designs. We do some that are very intensive, right? We do some designs that are very intensive, that take a lot of editing, that take a lot of back and forth, that take a lot of tweaking. And then we have some designs that are, not that they don't get critiqued and they don't get sent back to the drawing board, but they are, ones like this that are more logo and text-based that are obviously, in most cases, a lot easier than, let's say, some of the image designs where we have, me writing a fucking sandworm on Dune, or, Nightmare Before Swolemas, or, I don't know, any of these other, real custom image designs. So, super awesome design. I really like I think this is going to look fire in those, kind of 80s, maybe like a lime green or something like that. I don't know, there's going to be a lot of cool colors out there. So check it out. Saved by the Dumb. What a great design. I love it. Saved by the Dumbbell. It's fucking great. So Saved by the Bell, Saved by the Dumbbell. All right, fam. That's what we got for new releases. Let's give away today's Swole card. It's a Swole Fam card. It's a Swole Fam card type of day. Let's see what we got here. Delicious. All right, today, fam, we got a Swole card. It is going to Katie. Congratulations. Katie via Swole text. Very amazing. Congratulations on your new job. Hopefully everything works out. Very excited, Katie. Now you're extra excited because now you got a Swole card coming your way. And of course, this means that you are going to be going all in on yourself. Make sure you're flexing on them titties and making those sick fucking gains. Congratulations, Katie. Katie to the main stage. Katie to the main stage. Pedro says, is that it? No additional releases? Oh, come on, man. Come on.
Matt Damon.
Is that enough? Is that enough? You didn't give me anything. You didn't give me enough.
You want another merch? You want more releases? You want more? Fam, by the way, I will say it's April 22nd. So when is Memorial Day? Last weekend in May? We got balls deep for summer. Balls deep for summer. You know, we do it on the same day usually as Memorial Day. It just happened to be that way. And we do it to remember the troops and those that serve this country. And also, you know, in order to recognize that, we release amazing sick fucking games. So we got Back to Swole release party coming up. And you guys know we do massive releases then. So that's going to be epic. Anyway, we'll start announcing that. But also in like 2 weeks, on May 8th, we have the 8-year anniversary of Sick Fucking Games with the Knowledge Cock every day. So absolutely, wow. A lot of stuff going on. So fam, let us nut this beesh, close it down. We'll take some soundboard requests. My God. Let's keep it going. Puts the lotion on its skin.
No charging.
Tanty boy.
Oh, Tanty man.
Oh. That's fucking bullshit.
It's all bullshit. All of it.
Well, I could be wrong, but I believe diversity is an old, old wooden ship that was used during the Civil War era.
Come on, man.
There are no more shenanigans, no more tomfoolery, no more ballyhoo.
Shut up, bitch!
I will rain down on a godly fucking firestorm upon you.
And that's the way, I like it.
There's Tiny Tuck, Typical Tuck, Total Tuck, and the Tyrannical Tuck.
I'm totally comfortable in my body. I just don't want to be in pain.
No need to stop being a lady. Quit worrying. You'll be back on your knees in no time.
Einhorn is Finkel. Finkel is Einhorn.
See, my nipples have been removed from my body. Where they are, I don't know.
Coast to coast. No hands, of course. No hands, of course. Yeah. All right, fam. Get all these new releases and so much more access to the private community, all the private live streams, like this week's roundtable, everything released today, and so much more. I cannot even explain how much we have over there. We got Summer Swole specials right now. Don't miss out. SwoleNormousX.com. Join the fam today. Thanks for being here. We'll see you tomorrow for 2909. Peace, McGee's, Deuce, Magoose, your boy, Papa Swolio. Out.
Crazy.
crazy flow, need a straight jacket. Cash flow, I'm a bank addict. Six subs, had the bass smacking. 808s, had the place clapping. Three girls is enough for me, so I pull out like the stock crashing. Like an IPO, trying to purchase me. This a private sector, so you can't have it. Faking all that boom bapping. Who you think you is, boy? 90s want they sound back, so I gift rap all these fake rappers as I take matters in my own hands. I don't need rapping, I don't need zans. I don't need help, I'm a grown man. Now they king left and they so mad, it's like
good thing y'all found that. Young king with my crown at 10 racks in the